This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has questioned the integrity of a woman who accuses his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her more than three decades ago. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the move is a change in tactics for the president, who has been more reserved in speaking on the case the past few days.
It started last night in Las Vegas when the president questioned the allegation during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He'd held off on challenging Christine Blasey Ford's allegation or even saying her name for days, but the restraint is now gone. The president tweets he has no doubt that if the attack was as bad as Dr. Ford says, charges would have been filed, and he wants her to come forward with the filings. The shift in tone comes as Ford's lawyers negotiate the terms of a possible appearance before a Senate panel next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tanzania's government Friday declared 4 days of mourning after more than 130 people were killed in a ferry accident on Lake Victoria. Search teams spent a second day pulling bodies from the MV Nyerere, which capsized Thursday amid speculation that it was overcrowded. Regional Commissioner John Mongella said that he would not speculate on how many people were on board the ship, but it is not uncommon for watercraft that ply the region's vast lakes to carry hundreds of passengers at a time. Local media say that the ferry might have been carrying as many as 200 passengers when it capsized. The officials report that at least 40 people were rescued, and some of them were in very bad condition. Tanzania's chief secretary, that is, said he ordered an investigation into the accident. This is VOA News. It's been 1 week since Hurricane Florence hit the southeastern U.S. states of North and South Carolina with floods and destructive winds. As AP's Rita Foley reports, residents of South Carolina are bracing for more flooding as swollen rivers flow downstream.
Hurricane Florence smashed ashore a week ago in North Carolina. Now the floodwaters are slowly moving south. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Don't be misled to think that all the danger is gone, because it is still heavy.
Hitting in northeastern South Carolina, he says.
Along the North Carolina border, our counties there, as you know, the rivers are flooding.
More residents have been ordered to evacuate. Florence is blamed for more than 40 deaths in the Carolinas and Virginia, including that of an 81-year-old man whose body was found in a submerged pickup truck in South Carolina. I'm Rita Foley.
Anti-abuse activists are panning U.S. Catholic bishops' new proposals aimed at curbing sexual abuse and cover-ups in the Catholic Church. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Lawyers and advocates for victims of clergy sex abuse are assailing as inadequate new steps announced by U.S. Catholic bishops to curtail the abuse scandals that have deeply shaken the church this year. The initiatives include developing a code of conduct for bishops regarding sexual abuse and harassment, and establishing a confidential hotline to receive complaints of sexual misconduct by bishops. Critics called on the bishops to go further by allowing outside investigators full access to church sex abuse records. They also want changes to statute of limitation laws so that more cases of long-ago sex abuse can be addressed in court. I'm Walter Ratliff.
China has called on the United States to withdraw sanctions it imposed on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. In a briefing Friday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Gong Shuang said that Beijing had lodged an official protest with the United States. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov reacted Friday, saying the sanctions affecting the Russian plane manufacturer Sukhoi are yet another act of unfair competition. He also conjectured that the move ultimately would harm the U.S. dollar. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov warned the U.S. against what he called playing with fire. The United States imposed sanctions Thursday against a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions against Russia. And Vietnamese state media say that President Tran Đại Quang has died after a serious illness. He was 61. Quang was last seen in public Wednesday at a Politburo meeting of the Communist Party and a reception for a Chinese delegation. He was elected president in 2016. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.